And now to the first in a pair of programmes that look at China in the lead-up to the climate change conference in Copenhagen. With China's announcement that it will limit carbon emissions by 40% before 2020, Jonathan Porritt explores what's actually happening across the vast country. While the Chinese are avid to grow their economy, are they leapfrogging the older industrial societies of Europe and America to bring real long-term sustainable power solutions and pioneering green tech design? Can China go green?
In these two programmes, I'll be investigating the potential for China to become the powerhouse of sustainable economic development. A surprising challenge, given that this country is still choked with pollution. China is now the world's largest emitter of CO2, and its citizens are as besotted with the motor car, and air travel for that matter, as those of the United States. But China, rapidly growing as it is also being driven by growing pressures to clean up its act. I'm talking to Peggy Liu, chairperson of JUICE, the Joint US-China Collaboration on Clean Energy.
If we don't go green, if China doesn't go green, then the rest of the world can't. It's just a matter of scale, it's a matter of pace, it's a matter of simple math. They're trying to reduce the number of small and inefficient coal-fired power plants. They closed down over 50 gigawatts. By the way, that's 7% of the entire generation capacity of China at the time. Also, China has the largest installed base of solar hot water heaters and has outstripped our original target of building wind farms.
The ambition in China is astounding. Here, there are plans to provide roughly 20% of total energy consumption from renewables. Now, that's exactly the same ambition level as we're hoping to achieve here in Europe. And in China, the urgency is driving a whole new generation of green tech entrepreneurs.